ज्ञानतमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय First of all, my millions of humble obeisances into the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyade, Om Vishnu Parsi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj. My Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj and all Guru Parampara. First of all, I want to tell that everywhere in Hawaii, Mexico, Houston, Vejer, especially Vejer, and then
San Francisco,
Boise, Chicago, New Vrindavan, and after that we
Lake Washington.
Everywhere. Our preaching was so successful everywhere. All were inspired so much. Now we have come here. All the devotees have arranged here. Very beautiful natural place is here. On the bank of a lake. We are thinking that we are on the bank of Yamuna, in Vrindavan, in the lap of Govardhan Giriraj, we are here. But I want to tell something, the message, the teachings from our Gurudev, Guru Parampara, and Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, that you should know very strongly that this world is not what? Happy place. Do you accept all?
Yes,
oh, who accept it that world is not bad, very good and very enjoyable and very beautiful. Oh, they should
raise their hand.
This world is beautiful.
Madhavi, raise her hand.
Bogus idea. Bogus idea. Oh, mad. Only mad persons can tell. That world is very enjoyable, very beautiful, handsome. And we should enjoy this world. Only madmen, they can tell. Those who are drinkers, oh, I'm monarch of whole world. Oh, I'm king or emperor. All should obey me like this. And he is fair. Any?
Like a train.
Train. And dogs are washing their face with hot water. Understand? And he's, from a very hot stream from mountain coming, and they are totally mad. Some of means 99% life beings are like so. They are in the jail of Maya. And suffering so much. They have seen their father, mother, grandfather, mothers. They became old. Oh, they were attacked with tuberculosis, cancer, and so many diseases. And then they lost, they died. From beginning they tried to be happy. But there is no history that like this, that they became very happy. Even we think that, oh, we should enjoy this world. Oh, very handsome, very beautiful. What they are?
Foolish.
Foolish.
Quite foolish. Mad. Not only this time, this is not first birth. Millions of births from immemorial
time.
We are like this. So many times we have become human forms. Hogs and pigs, you have tested and realized so much this, what?
Sense gratification.
Sense gratifications. But even not satisfied, but we want that, oh, in this very human birth, oh, we can enjoy and we will be happy. And if anyone tells that, oh, you should from beginning do bhajan, don't go towards sense gratifications, foolish, don't go. It may be they can shoot, if they have power, they can shoot. Very angry always. Or he is obstruction. I wanted to marry this person. I wanted to be with that person. And they have what done?
Checked.
Oh, he is my enemy. Thinking like that. Not thinking, oh, he is my bosom friend. He is like my father, mother. He is remembering you. To come is this way. Matamah.
Jyotirgamaya.
Oh, come in this place, you will be happy. In what place? In what way? What is the way? Mahajano jena gata sa
pantha.
Sato vritte. Mahajano jena gata. What is the meaning?
To follow the path that has been traversed by the previous acharyas.
Who are?
Our disciplic succession.
Narad, Vyas, Suk, Prahlad, like this. They were renounced. Totally renounced. You can see from Raghunath Das Goswami, very, but not ancient so much.
Contemporary.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, being Supreme Lord, he taught us, oh, this is bogus things. Don't go. This is like tama. This is like
darkness.
Oh, come out, yes. We have light, hurricane, transcendental, and you should come and follow me. If hearing Harikatha from so many births and so many times, years, or even doing guru, initiated by a high class of guru, and even he wants to fulfill sense gratifications and all these things, what is this?
Bogus.
Why not coming this thing? What? Worldly detached from worldly desire. Why not coming? It must come. And you should try to be like that. So first, in this life, if you have a good association, then first we should know that this world is miserable. always from beginning to end, all sufferings only. What happiness is seen? Like what?
Like a
honey drop coming from
beehive.
The branches coming, and what tastefully, like this. What tasteful? But rats are cutting
the branches.
Snakes.
And
tigers roaring.
Roaring on the top. And snakes waiting. Oh, hisses. Hisses. And even, oh, wow, how tasteful and sweet honey is this. So always remember all these things. So first we should know that world is not a place to
permanent
residence and place of
happiness.
You should first know in this sadhu sangha. First this. And then, oh, how can I be happy? Second. Third. Third what should it? Oh, who am I? And what is happiness really? What is happiness really? Permanent, eternal. And then we should make a decision to select an object of the life. And in the last, what? The process by which we can do. If you are not doing all these things and coming in association, it is like
zero.
We have not come here in natural place on the bank of this lake, beautiful lake, to enjoy anything. Why we came and collected, and why they are doing so expensive also. Oh, to give this very big injection. What? Motor
strong injection.
Strong,
strong injection.
Powerful.
Oh, Prabhu, you should give up that, what?
The shelter of the pillar.
You should be separated. And
detached from pillar.
Not. And don't.
Don't use this pillow.
We have not brought you to only to sleep. If anyone will sleep, whoever be, I will tell him to stand up. Otherwise, you should go out of class. Because it will be infected the other devotee, they will also sleep. Madhav Maharaj was telling, if an Madhav Maharaj, Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj.
But he died, Madhav Maharaj.
Oh, I have heard him. Oh, don't sleep. Stand up. And he was a very prominent person. I have not brought you to here to sleep. If I am not telling you, then I will be what?
Responsible.
Responsible for you. And then I will not be your
friend.
Actual friend.
Well-wisher.
And he told that you should stand up for an hour. So, we have come here to hear, so you should hear. Then what I told the process. First thing, oh, this world is not
a place of happiness.
And we should realize our father, brother, mother, husband, beloveds, they cannot help. It is like a prison. In prison, if a person wants or to be happy, then he is what?
Police.
Mad and police. So we should. And then second, how we can be happy, eternal happy. And third, Oh, who wants that happiness? Who am I, this body or that soul? And then, what is our object or goal of our life? And then, lastly,
the process.
How we can know that this world is miserable? First thing, in powerful language.
We see that so many people, they're trying to get happiness in this material world. As Gurudev has explained, that our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they've all tried to achieve happiness. But they're growing old, having so many diseases, and then ultimately they die.
And quarreling each other, court case and so many things, and with shooting and gun and everything, or so many battles.
And not very peaceful death. But while living, so much anxiety, so much heartache, especially here in the Western world, here in America, and we're so close to New York City, where people, they're living just hustling to survive and hustling each other. So there's one example that's sometimes given, that once, one man, he was walking, and he was in New York, and going in the Bronx, he was near Yankee Stadium. And then he saw across the street in the car park of Yankee Stadium, he saw one big tent and very big neon sign that, oh, very big entertainment, come and enjoy. So he walked up and then he saw that, oh, but the price, $250.
Only
$250. You come and you enjoy. But he was thinking, oh, to go and see such kind of entertainment circus, maybe I'll pay $5, but $250, this is ridiculous. So many people were gathered that, oh, who will pay, who will pay, who will pay? And he was thinking, $250, no way, I cannot pay. This is 1 week's hard-earned labor. Then finally his curiosity got the best of him. And then he went up to the man, and he went in his pocket, he got his $250, he put it on the table, and then he went in. But then when he went in, the whole place
there was a line also.
Very long queue.
Somebody came out.
Because, oh, so high class of price, so it must be a high class of circus. So curiosity came. And this story is from me.
So finally he went in, but everything was very dark. And he was wondering, oh, I paid my $250, what's going on? Then he saw in the very far corner of the tent, he saw two men, they were sitting behind the table. Very, very big, black.
More than Rambija and others.
Bigger. Bigger than Rambija. Taller than Mukunda, but not as fat as Puru. So
and where are you staying tonight?
So they were sitting behind the table.
Be careful with Puru.
Not there.
And then they got up, very, very big black suits, handlebar mustaches, and they got up, very looking like mafioso. Members of the Godfather family. Then he said, oh, I've paid $250. Where's the circus? Where's the show? And then they just stepped up, rolled up their sleeves, took him, beat him in his head, his stomach, and then when he was down, stomped him. And they said, look, if you tell anybody, we're going to
Do worse.
We're going to beat you so badly. So the man, he got up. It was his bones broken, hobbling out. Then before he got out, he just straightened himself up. And then they said, oh, how was the show? How was the show? So, oh, very. Because he told them, don't tell anybody. If you tell anybody, we're going to beat you so badly, you won't be able to crawl. He came out. He said, oh, very nice show. Very, very nice show. You should go and bring your friends, bring your family, bring everybody, and go in. This is the best show. So, this is our situation in life. We've come into this material world. And our parents, they've tried to enjoy. And what they've had so much anxiety, so much hard labor. And in this hard labor, what did they get? That the children, they grow up, they get involved in intoxication, they reject their parents. When the parents need them, then they say, oh, I have no time. And they undergo so much suffering. In the same way in this material world, we're looking to enjoy. But we come in here to enjoy, but the material energy, it gives us whipping, 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 whipping. And nobody can escape. This is the nature of this material world. Krishna Bulli Seji Vanadi Bahimuk Ataiva Mayatara Deha Samsara Duk. That everybody who tries to enjoy in this material will only get one thing, the whipping of Maya. That Maya comes with a hammer and she just beats us on the head again and again and again and again in so many different lives. But due to ignorance, somehow we're thinking that, oh, we can still enjoy. So how do we get out of this situation? Only one way. That out of Krishna's mercy, Guru Krishna Rupa Hana Shastraya Praman, Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa Korin Bhaktagan. That Krishna, he comes, and his mercy comes in the form of sadhu. And only by mercy of sadhu, that giving us redirection, that, oh, this material world is not a place of happiness. That it looks so nice. Oh, Lake Washington. Sun is coming up. Very nice scenic situation. But actually, in this material world, there's no happiness. It is just the con game of Maya. That if we want happiness, that only we have to go and take shelter at the lotus feet of sadhu. That we have to hear sweet Harikata. What is that Harikata? That is the sweet flute sound of Krishna in Vrindavan. Hearing that sweet Harikata, it will go into the heart, purify, and in this way, gradually, 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 we'll become free from the lust, the greed, the envy, the anger, the avarice, the material qualities that are forcing us to enjoy within this material world, and will become instated in our natural situation as servants and lovers of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And only this way we can enjoy.
Thank you. In Srimad Bhagavat and Upanishad, there are so many upakhyan that is told.
Histories.
That history. Oh, Narad Maharaj, Narad Goswami. Prajapati came to him and he gave his so many sons.
10,000.
No?
Hardasos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they are now admitted in your school. And you should train them. Based of...
Based knowledge.
Best knowledge. And what he did? He told the same thing that I told. We are all part and parcel of Supreme Lord, but we have forgotten and we are punished now by Maya. Anyone cannot be happy. So, you should chant and remember Krishna. Without this, there is no way to be happy. The happiness we see and feel for a moment, momentary, is also a, some kind of
suffering.
Poison.
One thing that is very shameful, I should not tell, but I am telling. What? If talks, what? Lust with husband and wife or beloved and wife, if it is very tasteful, then day and night they should do, and after 2-3 days they will die. If ghee and butter is so good, tasteful, we should take 1 kilo, 2 kilo, and just now, a pump, like a pump.
What? Syringe, syringe.
Oh, syringe. Oh, it will come out, and after 1 minute, you will die. Understand what I'm telling?
Yes.
what I told? Repeat it.
No need.
Srila Gurudev is explaining that if something is very tasteful, like ghee, then you should drink more and more ghee. And if you drink this, then you'll have like a dysentery, loose motion, so badly that it will come out from the rear parts like a syringe. And after a few days, you will die. So in the same way, those who will engage themselves in sense gratification, which seems to be so delightful for them, they'll find that very soon, in only a few days, their life will be ruined and they will die.
What became of Ravan? What became of Napoleon Bonaparte, Hitler, Mussolini and all others? So what I was going to tell? Oh, Narada Rishi. He told all these things. And told that you are really soul, a part and parcel of Supreme Lord. For punishment you have come. Now you should realize your soul. And only this is the way that you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Don't marry. Don't go towards that. And don't go to enjoy these worldly things. And as a miracle, the words of this liberated soul, Param Mahabhagavat, Narad, they at once left their worldly this thing. And they became renounced order. And they went in forest and chanting and remembering Krishna. After some time, their father, Daksha Prajapati came. Where are my sons? I sent them.
They gone.
They have gone, and their class is finished now.
I give them best knowledge.
So I get them
best knowledge.
Best knowledge, but I don't know where they have gone. he searched here and there, but if he found, then they were in thrones and chanting and remembering. Father told them, you should return back to home and be married and be worldly life. Then I will be happy. This is the duty of a son. If a son is not married and not
producing
child, then he should be guilty of that. And that thing.
Neglect of duty.
Yeah. Huh?
He's neglecting his duty.
Duty. So he must do. They deny. What you can do, you can do. We cannot return to home. So he became very furious. He did not give any cause to the sons because they were very dear. And he thought they are ignorant. But he went to Narada at once and told that I am giving you again 10,000 sons. But don't do like before.
Give them
otherwise, I will do
curse
you. But Narad, he is accustomed to do like that. He has no other teaching. And he taught the same. Hearing, all the boys, you, all, my daughters, hearing, especially those who are not married, they should think, they should not. It is the laddu of Delhi to marry. Very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. always remember. And then, again he did same. And then Daksha Prajapati became very angry. And he cursed. Now, from today, you cannot stay anywhere more than 2 minutes or 1 minute
time.
Or 3 or 5 minutes as a milks a cow. Not in Western countries like
India.
India. 5 minutes. Enough to milk a cow. North became
very happy
and began to dance. Now I am uncontrolled. I am independent to go anywhere. And I will preach everywhere in the whole world. no restriction. At first there was some restriction because he was emperor of the whole universe. Now he had told himself, and that is why he used to go everywhere. Only Dwarka, when he wanted to be peaceful and to chant Hari name and to take darshan of Krishna, he used to go. Govinda Bhujagupta. Dharavatyam. Then, what became of Daksha Prajapati? Oh, Daksha Prajapati was killed by the associates of Shankar. And he was cut it. And a
goat head
was given. Why? Oh, this is the end of a person who is like a goat. Always
lusty.
This is. That is why it was. Perhaps you know all the history?
Yes. Will they lusty, they will be goat.
Senior devotees may know.
Like
juniors know. But they should read all these things also. Sometimes I want to teach them all Upakhyan of Srimad Bhagavatam, Puran and all other things. But I cannot do so much. So you all, my associates, time to time you should tell all Upakhyan. So first thing, now it is proved that world is miserable. How we can be happy? This question comes. But from this question before, one thing is Vishwasa. Oh, who will enjoy this body or either
mind or soul?
Mind or
soul.
Can you tell about this? Any story of Srimad Bhagavatam? Chitraketu Upakhyan, Prahlad Maharaj, first chapter, that Hiranyaksha was killed. Hiranyaksha was killed. Are Hiranyakashipu is
preaching.
Preaching. 7:30 I should be.
Bhagyanatimanasakyanandanasalakaya
Saturnitam
Jaina Tasvai Sri Kurve Namaha.
We have heard from our Guru Vargas and from Srimad Bhagavatam that it happened that Hiranyaksha, the brother of Hiranyakashipu, had been killed by Varahadev. At that time, all of his family members, they were weeping. So in order to console them, to teach them that we are not this physical body, that we are the soul, Hiranyakashipu approached them and began to tell them a history. He explained that once there was a king. His name was Sujagya.
Why you are weeping? He told them. Why you are weeping?
He asked them, "For what is the cause of your lamentation? Why are you weeping? Is there any reason to cry?" They think, yes, there's a big reason to cry. We have lost our husband. Many wives of Hiranyaksha were crying. We've lost our husband. So why are you crying? Is there any very justifiable cause for your lamentation? No, I think not. Please hear.
Oh, he is sleeping. You can call. We can discuss. We can talk with that person. He's lying down. Or take up the cover. He is here. He has not gone anywhere. Right? And then?
So, Hiranyaksha had, his body was there, but his soul had passed away. And Hiranyakashipu, he began to explain history. He said once there was a king, his name was Sujagya. He was the king of Ushinara province. And he liked to travel from province to province with his army and conquer over so many other kings and make them pay tribute to him as the emperor. So once he set out with all of his armies on a campaign to a very distant land to conquer the king who's ruling in that area. But a very ferocious battle ensued, and in the course of the battle, the Sujagya, his body was smashed and broken, and he passed away. So all of his warriors, they were very sad. They wrapped his body in fresh, clean, white cloth and brought it back to the palace. And when he was brought back into the palace, all the citizens of his country surrounded him, especially his wives and children, and they began to weep bitterly. Their crying was so pitiable that the sound of their weeping went even to Jamalok. And Yamaraj, hearing their weeping, he decided to teach them a lesson. Taking the form of a very small, naked boy, only 5 years old, just playing, he came there. When he was playing there, he called one old person. "Oh, why is everyone crying? What's going on?" That old man told the young boy, that is Yamaraj, told him, "Oh, go and play. You are a young boy. You cannot understand anything. Go and play." Said, "No, I want to know. Why is everyone here weeping?" The old person told the boy, "Oh, if you really want to know, you should understand that everyone is weeping because the king has gone away. He has left us." The boy said, "The king has left us? Why are you weeping? The king left us many times and he comes back. He goes somewhere and comes back." Old man said, "No, you don't understand. He has gone to that place from which no one ever returns." So then the boy said, "I don't believe you. Why are you saying the place from which no one ever returns? He went to so many places and he always came back. I want to see for myself." So then the boy pushed his way through the crowd, gradually, gradually, and he came to the front and saw the body of the king lying there. He told that old person, "Oh, you are a liar. You told me he had gone, but he's right here." Old man said, "No, you are very young. You cannot understand. This is not the king. This is his body. He is not this body. He is the soul, and the soul has gone." Then the young boy, he said to the old man and all the other people there, "Please, can you tell me? Have you ever seen that soul? How big is it? What shape is it? What color was it? What was it like? Can you tell me?" They looked at each other. Then they admitted to him, "Well, actually, no, we've never actually seen his soul. We don't know how big it is, what shape it is, what color it is. Actually, we don't know anything about it." So then the boy said, "Then I really don't understand. Because every day, thousands and thousands of souls who you've never seen, you don't know, you have no idea what they're like or how they're like or their behavior or anything. And they're leaving every day, thousands of souls are leaving every day and you don't cry. But today, only one has gone. This one, you have never seen. Why are you crying so much? Why are you crying? What is the cause? Why don't you cry on the other days?" Then everyone was struck with wonder. "Yes." Then the boy said, "Okay, I have a good idea. Let's all get together and weep very, very loudly. And by this loud lamentation, then he may come back." They said, "No, no, you're a young boy. You don't understand. It doesn't matter how much we cry, he won't come back." He said, "Why are you crying? Then why are you crying?" Then they all felt they were very foolish. This boy is intelligent. He's given us a good lesson. So in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam gives a very clear and vivid instruction to understand.
After that, two birds.
So then, Hiranyakashipu, he was seeing that their lamentation had not been dispelled completely. So he wanted to tell them something more. He said that once there were two pigeons, male and female, Mr. and Mrs. Pigeon. And they were sitting on the branch of a tree, talking very sweet and loving words to each other.
What discussing? Oh, our worldly life is, oh, how stressful. And we have so many children, very beautiful. When they utter Oh, puppy, puppy, mama, mama. Oh, and they come and do like this. How beautiful.
So in this way, they were discussing the sweet flavor of the fragrant honey of the affection in this world. All of a sudden, the Mrs. Pigeon, she looked down and she saw down on the grass beneath the tree, there was some very nice rice. She said, look, there's very good rice down there. I should go. We should go and take it. Husband said, no, wait. You are a lady, you are simple. You are not suspicious, but I am suspicious. Why? Why should there be some rice lying on the ground in the middle of the forest like this? It must be a trap. It must be a trap, so don't go there. Then wife said, I'm not listening to you. You men are very suspicious all the time and speculating. So I'm going there, I'll taste it. And she flew down to take that rice. Just then, a hunter was nearby. He had put this rice there as a trap. And he put his
net
over the female bird and captured her. Now she's crying and crying and crying.
So both the male are crying. Both are crying.
The female bird is crying in the net, and the male bird, seeing that his beloved is now in the net, is also lamenting. And he came there, oh, very close to the net, and crying. They're looking in each other's eyes. Oh, when will I see you again? How they're remembering their past life, how they the first day that they met with each other, how sweet it was, and how they were married, and they had so many little pigeons. And they're remembering all of these things, and looking at each other and crying and crying. In the meantime, then the hunter came and saw, I have not caught only one. I have another one also. And he shot his arrow. And then male bird was killed. Then he picked up the two birds and tied them together, put them on his shoulder and went home. When he got home, then KFC. And ate them.
But this is world.
This is the nature of the material world. So Hiranyakashipu was telling his family members, you are quite foolish. Why? Because Hiranyaksha, he came in one trap and then he was killed. And now what are you doing? Now, even though this life is very short and full of problems, and we should try to make a solution to those problems. What are you doing? This very precious time, you are wasting it, lamenting about your husband, that he has passed away. And spending your time lamenting, you do not understand that the hunter of death is very, very close by, just behind you. And you will go to the same destination as he has gone. You will meet with the same fate. So you should not waste your time lamenting for the temporary material attachments of this world. In this way, Hiranyakashipu, he educated his family members in the basic principles of spiritual life.
Thank you. Our history, Srimad Bhagavatam, all epics, Puran, are full of these kinds of
instructions.
Instructions and also stories like Upakhyan. Upakhyan. But even we don't want to take any lesson. Oh, if anyone tells that, oh, there is fire, there are pythons there, you should not go. And he thinks, oh, why he is warning? He is my enemy. Don't think, my dear children and daughters and sons, believe me. Because I am in the line of what? Oh, Guru Parampara teaching. These words are not mine, but they are realized. And also I am realized. What I realized in so many births and also in 82 years is what I have realized I am telling to you. Believe in my word. Don't go. Snakes and tigers, they are short there. Fire is there. So we first make this platform. And then here. Now, second question may come. What second? How to be happy? And then first in this will come. Oh, who is enjoyer? Who is karta?
Doer.
Who wants to enjoy this world? Who is that person? We will gradually discuss all these things in our classes. I wanted to tell so many things of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, but there is needed a platform. If platform is not strong, then what will be?
Palace will not be stand.
So, you should also give classes like this, make a platform, and then on the basis of Krishna's sweet pastimes. First, Narad and Vyas, and then gradually, Brahma, Vyas, Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Panihiteyam. Pashyat Purusham Purunam Mayanj Dhruva Charitra, Prahlad Charitra, Chitraketu Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Kapil, Devhuti, and then Sansar Bhavatavi, Puranjanu Pakhyan, Ambarish Upakhyan, and then Krishna pastimes from birth to. And then in the end, Sarva Leela Mai, Rashlila and other. All the pastimes of Krishna, which are stated in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere. Why these lila? You should think that this is like a dream, what we are seeing. Full of miseries and chanik.
Momentary.
And that lila is
transcendental.
And full of joy. There is no sorrow, suffering, nothing is there.
No end.
And you have right reserved in your
sorrow. Constitutional sorrow. Form.
Form. What? You can be there. And you can enjoy and serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. You have that potency in your heart. How? Then they are giving description of Golok Vrindavan. Krishna, Supreme Lord, even playing with cowherd boys. In a trick to cowherding, but it was trick.
Pretext.
What was really fact? He used to go there to enjoy and give pleasure to his associates, like gopis, gops, kumar, all. How he plays with them and how he gives pleasure to them in forest. By so many pastimes, how Nanda Baba Yashoda is, are serving Krishna. Like following his order. But they are serving who? Nanda and Yashoda. Though Krishna plays in the laps of Yashoda and Nanda Baba and Brajavasi, but even giving so much pleasure. Especially in Ras Leela, endless. There are so many pastimes, endless pastimes. We are right reserved to be there also. Why not you are
interested?
Taking interest to go there? So Srimad Bhagavat has been told by you, Vyas, and only by the order of Narad, which has been not written anywhere, very sacred, very secret. So we are have right deserve to be in there. By practice we can, very easily we can be there. Being transcendental associates of Krishna, like friends, like father, mother, like gopis. So I have come to remember you, to remind you what? All these things. Don't think that this world is happy for you. Don't. For this you should hear and make a platform and practice for that thing. Gaur Prema.
Hari Hari Go!
You should make casuals for other devotees. Very expert are here. They will make classes, and I should also come in evening class and let me engage in something, writing in morning. Very important thing I want to give you by writing. So I want that in morning time I should write and come only in evening. But time to time I may come. We are how many days here?
6 days. Today first?
First, 6 days.
Another 5 days.
I think that you can know so many good things here. And be like that, what I told. Yes. Very strong. Gaur Prema.
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 17th of June in Lake Washington, New York. Hare Krishna.